All right, this is your favorite third grade teacher, Ben Fight, and I am back for episode 3 of the podcast, Tech in a Sec for Classrooms. And if you like what you hear, and hopefully you do, you can do a couple things now. You can find me on Anchor. You can also find me on Spotify. So hopefully in the future here, I'm looking at adding to more services. But currently, right now, those are my two big ones. So again, if you want to search it up, go to either anchor.fm or also go to Spotify under their podcast section and look for Tech in a Sec for Classrooms, and you will find me. So anyways, let's get started. Today's episode is going to be definitely a Google-centric kind of feel today, because I have 3 topics and they're all Google. So anyways, if you like Google, this is your episode. Topic number 1 that I got for you, Google Voice. Now, I don't know how many of you use Google Voice, but Google Voice is one thing that I have found to be quite handy when I'm communicating with parents and other people, because I have my personal phone number and then I also have a Google Voice number. So the key pieces for Google Voice, it's an app that you download on any app store, and if you've used Google Hangouts, it ties directly in with that, because you can text message on it, you can also call people through the app using your cellular connection, but like I said before, you will not actually be giving out your personal number. So again, really nice. Now, a couple of the other features that I found that have been really helpful for me, especially when I'm contacting parents, I can, like I said before, I can text message using that app. Again, not using my personal number. They also have an online voicemail inbox. So if I have parents calling me, they can go directly to that inbox, and then I can get to either A, on my phone, or B, I can get to it through the web. So again, another thing that's kind of nice is, I'll probably keep saying this again, is I don't have to give out my personal number. And then also, when you're contacting a parent, it's always good to have a log of everything that you've said or when you've contacted them. So with that, Google Voice, like I said, has that online voicemail box, inbox, that you can access from any device. And not only with that, you can also send out multiple texts. So again, it's not like it's just a one person at a time. It acts just like a normal text messaging service. So again, a lot of great features right there. So Google Voice, like I said before, something that I have grown to use quite a bit, because one, in my classroom I'm in right now, I do not actually have a classroom phone. I've had that luxury before in the past of working in rooms where I've had a classroom phone. This year and the past year, I have not. So again, like I said, it's just another great tool to use for communicating with other people. I know there are other services out there like Remind.com. There's also just straight up email, many different things. So again, I don't want you to feel like this is just me saying that this is the one only tool that you use, because again, when you are communicating with parents, you need to have multiple sources, because again, not every parent is the same, just like how not every child is the same. So again, hopefully this just gives you another tool to use in your toolbox. Now, number 2, some cool information that was coming out. We have Google Earth. Now, again, especially if you're a social studies teacher, kind of like I am, among the other topics that I teach, being a third grade teacher, Google Earth just added a really great tool that kind of brings back a little nostalgia for me, or any 90s kids out there, and that is you can actually go on and play Carmen Sandiego. So any 90s kids out there, if you way back when watched the TV show, or even now you watch the Netflix show, which I have heard is great. I have not seen it personally myself yet, but the game that they had back in the 90s, old computer game that you could get on and try and solve some mysteries involving everybody's favorite, shall we say, criminal, Carmen Sandiego. Or is she a criminal? That's for you to decide. But anyways, if you go through Google Earth, you can either A, do it on the Google Earth app, either on Android or iOS, and you can also go through the Chrome web browser. Because again, another nifty little feature that they have with Google Earth, I don't know, you may or may not know this, but you do not have to actually physically download Google Earth now onto your computer to have it work. You can actually launch it through the Chrome browser, which again, Google has started doing more of that more and more, probably to kind of go along and coincide with the fact that they have a Chromebook that you cannot physically download apps, or you cannot fit, sorry, let me back up, that you cannot physically download programs for like a normal Windows PC or an Apple computer. You can download apps. So that's just a possible thought that I had. But anyways, it works slick. It even has some of the old 90s flair to it. So again, like I said, try not to nerd out. But some of the 90s graphics, I don't know, maybe your kids might look at it and be like, oh, look at those graphics. Whereas the teachers might look at it and be like, yeah, look at those graphics. So anyways, that's just another nifty little thing that they've added to Google Earth. I know back on April 1st, they also had on Maps, they added a feature, and I think it was just for that day. So if anybody knows different, they can comment on this in the comment section on this podcast and tell me different. But they added also another old classic game of Snake. So it's just kind of cool seeing some of the nifty things that Google adds to its services that are already great to use in the classroom, but also adding kind of some old retro flair there. Now, last but not least, this is a brand new thing for me, and I'm trying something here. If it works, I'll bring back this segment next time. If not, I will do something completely different. But this section right here, I'm going to call my 60-second spotlight. So, with that fact of a 60-second spotlight, I got to make sure that I have my timer up. So I'm pulling out my phone right now, and I am going to give you a 60-second rundown, because this is tech and a sec, so I don't want to make this big, long spiel. I'm going to give myself 60 seconds to explain to you a new Google tool. It's not necessarily new, but something new for me that I just tried out this week, and I have loved. So here we go. I got my phone out. I'm going to start my timer, and here we go. Let's see if I can make it in 60 seconds. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go. All right. So with that being said, I started this week using a new tool called Google Jamboard. Now, you may have heard of this before in the past, but Google Jamboard is actually a free thing that goes, if you are a G Suite school, will go right directly through your drive. So just like how you create a new Google Doc or how you create a new Google Sheet or anything like that, you can create a new Jamboard. So the cool feature with this, if you've ever used any kind of mind mapping tools out there, this is great because it's directly through your Google account. You can also upload it to Google Classroom, so you can have kids create different kind of mind maps or any other kind of various things. But I have just started using this with my students this week, and they have loved it because they can add pictures, they can add anything on there, and it just all connects seamlessly. And bam, right there. If you cannot hear that, that is my wonderful phone going off. I just made it in 60 seconds. Oh yeah, here we go. So anyways, if you would like to know more about any of those tools, Google Voice, Google Earth, or even Google Jamboard, then feel free to contact me either through my website, techinasec4classrooms.weebly.com. Find me on Twitter at Fight, FEIGHTB. Or you can even find TechinASec for Classrooms on Facebook. Now, another nifty thing that I'm trying out, See how this goes. But I'm also adding myself to Pinterest and some other social media outlets. So you may be seeing your favorite tech guy showing up on Snapchat, some other things like that. But anyways, until next time, make sure you be that change in your classroom, and I will talk to you later. Peace out.